Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Is sponsored today by Thrive Cosmetics. And it's not just cosmetics like the cosmetics you wear on your face, but cause like C-A-U-S-E, medics. Because Thrive Cosmetics is not only a clean, skin-loving beauty brand and skincare brand, it also is an organization that really cares about what its dollar is going to. And they put their dollar from every single purchase, and it supports organizations that help women thrive. So here's how it's clean. There's no parabens, sulfates, phthalates. It's certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. I personally love the liquid eyelash mascara. It is amazing. That's why it has over 20,000 five-star reviews. It mimics the look of a lash extension without the damaging glue or expensive salon prices, because them things is expensive, and it's easy removal. That's the big part, because a lot of times some of these other makeup brands, you're going to be trying to get that gook off your face for forever. With Thrive, it literally has a tubing formula that slides right off with warm water and a washcloth, no soap required. Now, what I will say is, them having their bigger than beauty, a mission is something that really makes me love this company more than ever. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. We're talking about women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. So this is what is also amazing for our listeners. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/argue. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/argue for 15% off your first order. Now on to the podcast. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel, also known as Series Regal. I am the host of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband of almost 15 years, the other host. Tell him who you are, babe.
I am Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. That's about it.
Okay, well, tell him about the podcast.
Yeah, that's like about to say, it's my handles is Marcus and on the gram. That ain't like a name.
Yeah, Tank is anyway, your name.
Anyway, this is a weekly podcast, and I'm that heifer also. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything. We talk about politics, religion, family, you, her, me.
Our children.
All of that stuff. Family.
Yeah.
We talk about all of that stuff. And we are joined by our immediate family, the people that we call heifers.
Yes, our Patreon are in the building. They're doing a live chat with us. Our Patreon are able to see these episodes live, us record them live. They didn't get to see all the technical difficulties we had today. We had tons of them, but typically they see us fall apart, yeah. And they probably still will today. Mm-hmm. So, but that's not all they get. They get really special opportunities with us. They just did a Drink with Tank this past weekend where we did drinking games. And they couple weekends from when you're actually seeing this. Yeah. But we also do Live Wednesday With, where we get to actually meet you all live on StreamYard. And game nights, movie nights, we have a good time. It's a strong community. So absolutely. If you want to be a part of it for the low of $5 a month.
$5 a month. Come on through.
I think it's like 17 cents a day or something like that. It's something really, really low. Go over to patreon.com/
That Chick Angel. That sounds like feeding one of the children. It's like for a little 17 cents.
Because it is feeding one of the children.
It is.
It's feeding four of them.
Four children.
No. Also, not only do we have our Patreon, who we extremely appreciate, we also have our sponsors. We have five sponsors of today's episode. You already heard about one, which is Thrive Cosmetic. The other four are Helix, Frame Bridge, BetterHelp, and Ritual. You'll learn more about them later in the podcast. And if they have a service that you're in need of, please give them a try. Let them know that we sent you, because when you support their products or services, you are ultimately supporting the podcast, and we greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
As, you know, as y'all have seen these past, four episodes thus far? Mm-hmm. This is episode number 5 of this new format, this new look,
all of that, the new breakdowns and segments.
All of that is because of you all support of us being able to use the money that we've made from this podcast and hire people. And we don't just hire anybody. We make sure we're putting our money in the hands of minorities. So our producer is a Black woman. Mm-hmm. Even our camera and sound operator as well is a woman of color. Our assistant.
Easy cameras black is woman. Black.
The cameras is even black.
These cannons that we got.
Black.
To help us out visually.
So truly, we thank you. It helps make just the whole process better, and we are able to put out better content. So the first segment we're going to do is In My Feeling. Yeah.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feeling.
I got something making me feel good. Why are you looking that way?
Like what way?
Oh, look like you were looking at me like, you heifer.
I'm always looking at you like that, but with no particular reason.
Okay, you want to start off?
Man, this is what got me feeling good. Things is happening.
Yeah.
Y'all, as of by the time Patreon sees this, this was yesterday or the day before. No, this was yesterday. By the time the rest of y'all, if you ain't on Patreon, you seen this a couple weeks later. Got my first official For Real brand deal.
Yeah.
That was dope. I was like, oh, because it had been quiet when ever since I signed with my people, except for one. And it was like, I'm not going to
do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that. But then I got one sent over, and I was like, y'all sure these dollars amounts is right?
Did my baby got his first brand deal.
So that's got me feeling great.
On his own two feet, though. That's what I love.
It was all me.
It is not, it ain't got nothing to do with his correlation to anybody he has worked with. Not me, not Liz, not Kev. It is a brand deal for Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
Mwah. Second, me and Goose Family started recording our podcast.
Yay!
It's called Let Us Tell It. So that's coming from the point of view of Black men, of men, period. And it's like everybody's giving this narrative. You read all these things. You see all this stuff. Let us tell it.
Right.
As men. Don't let nobody else write our story. Let us tell it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we finally started recording that. That was an uphill battle. It felt like for a while. But we finally got that kicking off. So that's what's got me feeling good. What's got you feeling good?
I want to go back to your brand deal, not to give any details, but what also gets me excited.
Yeah, we still negotiating. I was actually reading this email just now, like what they're talking about.
What also gets me excited is because Marcus is not coming into this without any support. Like, and what I mean by support, I'm not referring to me in particular. I'm referring to like technical support. The level of his brand deals are going to start off great. Like, I feel like the level of my brand deals when I started off, you got me at that. I was at the dining room table, mm-hmm. talking straight to camera. That's all you getting. I'm going to tell you about this product. I'm going to tell you about it fast. Yeah. You get three slides. That's it. The creativity that Marcus will have, the creative freedom, because he actually has, like, access to talented people that he can use.
We have a cameraman that we use frequently, and he can come in and film mine too, same as he's.
Yeah, like I have him do a lot of my like brand deals, the brand deals that are paying me, you know, a little more money. I try to make sure they can see where their money went. So I hire him to come in, minority male. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's Filipino. You'll be able to use that. We have now an editor that if you wanted to, like, you know what, let me go ahead and put money towards it, getting edited, really cut it together. Because what's great is then that sets a precedence so that you can ask for the money.
It's like, hey, you see what I do.
Right. Exactly.
I know it's supposed to be up for, you know, a certain amount of time. I'm going to keep it up. Y'all see. Hey.
You ain't even got to keep it up. You will be able to send them the cut and send them how it performed.
Yeah, you went through all that. No, Hov did that. So hopefully you won't have to go through
that. Hey, that's exactly. Amen and amen and amen. What I am excited about, by the time the rest of the world sees this, I will be in the middle of shooting my pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Yo, what?
My pilot.
No. Your series what?
My series regular.
Your series regular.
Yeah.
I get my series regular.
It's here, baby. It's here. So I'm super duper excited about that. It's all becoming real. Because we're shooting these so far in advance because of me being gone for a total of 3 weeks. I am doing, it's been like feeling like a little far off kind of, but like they just started booking my flights, you know, letting me know like, okay, you're going to get a rental. And it just is like all becoming real. My manager called me last night. The star that I'm playing opposite of, she was wondering if I was staying at the hotel or getting an Airbnb because she really was hoping that I was going to be staying near her. And so she has a child, but she has one child and a child that's not school age. So her family can actually go with her.
Yeah.
So she was assuming because our family was so big that we would have to get an Airbnb for everybody to come. And I was like, I'm not unenrolling my kids for me to shoot a pilot. And so,
having those conversations and then got real. Like,
yeah, it's up. Just like, oh,
we're
my
talking
God.
Living arrangements right now.
Exactly. Like having the second AD hit me up, having wardrobe, they've been hitting me up. I just ordered this dope wig that I should be able to two-strand twist, and it look exactly like my hair. So it should hopefully come in either later today or tomorrow, and I'm going to get it dyed so it can come with me. But it's all becoming real, and it's really exciting. And it's also exciting because we have so many other things going on, it doesn't feel like I'm pushing all of my chips in on this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just like in addition to. And then this is the other part of me, what's got me feeling good, is that I have another audition for something else that I have been also wanting to do.
Fleet.
And that's why I told Marcus, I said, now listen here. Let me book this in addition to. We get another old school. I was like, but it's my old school. It's not yours. It's my candy red old school.
Angel wants a candy. See, everybody think it's just me. No.
No, I just know you would be excited for me to have one because you've that's always.
Why it's like, I know you, like Martin, I know you want your man looking good.
Yes. I know eventually you would get me one regardless of whether or not I was like.
It wasn't
like,
going to be actually for you. I would just be like, all right, this is yours. But I'm like, she think that's her.
Whatever.
I'd be riding around all year. This is my wife's car. Angel want old school. It ain't just me. Candy red. I don't even think she care what it is. As long as it's candy red.
Candy red needs to be convertible white interior. I have no idea what that car is. It doesn't matter though.
Don't let them start that way. You find them or customize it.
So I can't mention what the show is. In no form or fashion, can't even give you genre. But it is something completely different than what you all are used to seeing me do. It's something that I have done before and that I was just like, there's a different variation from what I did before that I would really like to do. And if this happened, I would just be like, this is hysterical. Mm-hmm. This is hysterical that this is happening. So anyways, that's what's got me feeling good. What's got you feeling some type of way?
Man, I gotta tell you, no, not even that. You know what? I've been on a high horse since we shot that podcast.
Well, I'll give you what's got me feeling some type of way, and you can keep thinking. I think my youngest baby has asthma. His coughing at night is out of control, and you can hear how bad he's coughing that typically he's going to cough up mucus. So last night we ended up doing a telehealth. And thank God I continued to like ask questions because I was trying to avoid the emergency room or urgent treatment at all costs, just because people who go there are typically really sick. And not that my son isn't sick, but he doesn't have a sickness that someone else can catch. Yeah. So
that led to me
what
driving around to CVS.
Oh, I'm not done. So I was like, because the doctor was saying, you know, if it gets bad, you should really probably go to an ER. He was like, because that's a long time to have to go without being able to really breathe well. And I was like, yeah, I said, but can you not prescribe albuterol? And he was like, well, I could, but usually babies aren't, you know, don't use fast acting inhalers. And I was like, no, nebulizer. He was like, oh, you all have a nebulizer? He was like, I can prescribe that. I was like, oh. Because I knew that would do the trick. Like, we've been on this path for a while now with our oldest, so we know what it is. But, yes, he called it into a CVS pharmacy that was close to our house that we thought was open. Mm-hmm. That pharmacy was good and closed. So Marcus had to drive into the pits of hell.
Yeah. I was originally about to drive a whole lot further than what I ended up driving. Didn't mean I didn't drive far.
Yeah.
But I was going to drive a whole lot further to one that I thought was open. And then me and Angel were talking, and she was like, I can't believe this one ain't still 24 hour, because after the pandemic, CVS changed all their hours.
Right.
A lot of them used to be 24 hour. Now it's like very few. So anyway, ended up going to this one, and I was like, I pulled up. I told Angel, I said, this looks like Grand Theft Auto. It's in an area we actually used to live in, but it was already bad, but it wasn't that goddamn bad. We were out there. I was out there just backing up. Almost, this woman walked behind my truck twice as I was backing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is going on? So as I'm sitting there waiting on, because they were in the process of still, Angel was still on the phone with the doctor, talking to him, trying to get the prescription.
I had to call the actual telehealth system for them to see what happened, and they called it in to this CVS, and they were like, they said it's going to take an hour, and I was like, Marcus, go in there with your light eyes and sweet talk these people.
Last night I was in my feelings. So as I was waiting on her to even call me back to let me know that they had put it in, the person I almost backed into three times was getting kicked out of CVS. Only like 10 minutes had passed.
Yeah.
Was getting kicked out of CVS, and basically the employees was about to like straight up beat her down.
No.
I don't know what she was yelling, but it was enough to piss enough people off. Security was yelling at her. They were trying to get her like to leave everybody alone. As that's happening, it's like Street Race Central. Right there at the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? I was like, this you is said, for
I
real. Can't,
did we really used to live over here? I was like, yes. I said the last couple of times I had to go to that CVS, I did not feel comfortable. I did not feel safe. But before we continue with our In Our Feelings and Tanksley Pride story, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our first sponsor. Well, second sponsor of today's episode, Helix. Let me tell you, when we received our Helix mattress, whoo, Jesus, you talking about having a wonderful night, and we've had those wonderful nights ever since. First of all, the fact that Helix mattress was delivered to our door. Let me rewind, because I'm over here just jumping ahead of myself. Helix mattress is sponsoring today's podcast, and we have to tell you how easy this process was. We went onto their website, and we filled out like a 2-minute sleep survey, right? They found out how we like our mattresses. Do we like them firm? Do we like them medium? Do we like them soft? If they asked us if we were back sleepers, side sleepers, stomach sleepers, because all of these things go into play when trying to find the perfect mattress for you. And that's what's important. You're looking for the perfect mattress for you. Now, some of the things that I love about Helix is that they are a hybrid mattress. So you're getting both foam and spring at the same time. So you're getting the support of spring, of the spring mattress, and then you're getting the contour and comfort of a foam, memory foam mattress. And they even have cooling agencies in some of their mattresses for those of us, like myself, that are hot sleepers. We were matched with the Midnight Lux mattress. That this mattress helps myself and my husband get a better sleep. So my husband's not waking up with all types of back pains and neck pains. And also, they have been awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. And it is also recommended by leading chiropractors and sleep doctors. I'm telling you, it is the go-to solution for improving sleep. Just go to helixsleep.com/argue. And take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a custom mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. And it comes right to your door. It's delivered to your door. You don't have to go anywhere. And they have a 10-year warranty. You can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it. But come on now, you will. Helix even offers financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never too far away. Again, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue. And we're back. So is that what had you feeling just having to go there yesterday?
I'm not done.
Oh, go ahead. No, continue the story.
So then, because it was already a little beef between me and this crazy person that just already got kicked out of CVS, I was like, let me go ahead and move my truck so his food don't try to come back and do something silly while I'm in there.
Mm-hmm.
So move my truck. I go in there. I'm waiting in line because there's always a line. So at this point, I'm the next person up, and there's a family, a couple in front of me, and they're talking. I don't know. It wasn't like a Latin speaking. It was Middle Eastern. So I don't know what it was.
They were probably speaking Farsi or something like that.
Yeah, something. So anyway, they're speaking a language I don't speak. And they look like they're talking about something that ain't got nothing to do with medicine or CVS, mm-hmm. because they're passing back and forth business cards. They're having a jolly conversation. Uh-huh. But the whole time, the woman at the register is like holding the stuff in their bag. So I'm like, I don't know if they're talking about what's in the bag or not. But it went on long enough because I was about to be like, if you all aren't talking about something that's concerning you personally and moving on, mm-hmm. you need to move. Uh-huh. Shut up and move, because that's the point I was at. I was
irate. I know.
Oh, my God. Vexed.
Vexed.
I was so pissed. But the whole time I'm like, I know if I approach this, it could go the wrong way. And yeah. I'm going to have to walk up out of here without this nebulizer.
Yeah.
Albuterol. So I was just sitting there. So by the time I could tell they were wrapping up their conversation, I literally just walked up and stepped in front of them between the cashier and the lady. And I put my mask down and I was smiling like, you can see, but I'm cutting this off.
Right.
Because they were like, oh, you know, they were walking away. And I just kind of stepped in front of them. I was like, hello. She was like, oh, how can I help you? So I told her, I'm here for this. She looks it up and she was like, seems to be on hold. Don't know why. Go to the drop off section, the window, and see if that can figure it out. So I'm like, why is it on hold? So then the dude that she had been talking to, every time she had a question, she go talk to him. He's got an attitude, clearly. And I'm like, so now I got to deal with him. So then as he approaches the window, he's like, giving the information. He's like, yeah, showing up on hold. And then all of a sudden there was this loud noise at the back wall. I couldn't tell if it was coming from inside CVS or on the outside. So I was like, there's no telling what that is. There's a lot going on outside. He's like, is it that crazy out there tonight? I said, yeah, it's really crazy. I'm like, all right, open it up. That's all I needed.
Let's talk about it. There, what about them Lakers? Yeah.
We sitting there jollying it up. So he was like, by the time he was done, he was like, I have this ready for you in 5 minutes. I was like, all right, thank you. Because originally it was supposed to be an hour.
And I was like, Marcus, talking to people, tell them this baby's sick.
Because I was about to be like, y'all, I got a 2-year-old at home sick. Everybody shut the fuck up and get out the way. But then I was like a 15-minute conversation they had.
I can believe it.
Wanted
they
to
don't
kick
care.
All of them in the back. Just smash their face all up against the glass and push them out the way.
I can't stand you. Well, we know what's in you, got you in your feelings.
It did last night.
Well, we're going to jump to one of our other favorite oldie but goodie segments, and that's Tanksley Pride.
Hey.
This is a segment where we talk about one or two or all of our four boys that we have. We have a 2-year-old, 7-year-old twins, and a 12-year-old boy. My Tanksley Pride story actually happened in real time. It happened yesterday, but this was weeks ago for those of you all who are not in our Patreon.
Yeah, we ain't gonna address that no more.
I know. I'm gonna like keep on saying it. So we have implemented our old rules, our old pre-pandemic rules. Back before the pandemic, we only allowed our son Marcus, who was the only one who really had electronics, to play on his tablet or his Switch on the weekends. He was not allowed to do any of that during the week, and he was required to read 30 minutes a night. And we significantly saw his reading improve.
Yeah, we did.
Just his focus in general. Obviously, God bless you. Because of the pandemic and him not being able to socialize really with anybody, all bets were off. He could have his electronics as long as he wanted them for as long as he got his homework done. Well, as the world is reopening, he's in school. He has, you know, actual like communication and interaction with human beings. So do the twins, especially because the twins, it took them a while. They started school later. We're like, all right, you don't really like, they're now able to go to birthday parties. That's a different life than what they were living. During the pain, I mean, you are just doing a lot.
This shirt, it feels like somebody's pulling on my shirt inside the chick.
If you're not watching this, you can watch this on That Chick Ain't
TV.
No,
they can't see me because the camera's been on you. I made sure of that.
Regardless, it's a whole lot happening. Anyway, We just re-implemented for all the older boys who have electronics. The twins cannot deal with their iPads or their switches until the weekend. Little Marcus is able to have 1 hour a day on his either his tablet or his switch, and he can only use his phone to communicate with his friends, not to watch YouTube or play video games. But if he wants to call one of his friends or text one of his friends, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. And it's not like they communicating a whole lot. It's like,
yeah.
How are you? Hey,
I would rather, I don't mind a back and forth conversation versus you just, your brain just going to poo. Well, anyways, Kai, who always wants everything to be the same as if he is a 12-year-old, he's only 7. He finally comes up to me and for first he asked if he can have an hour like Marcus. And I said, no. I said, you can ask your brother Marcus to read to you, but no, you can't have an hour. Then he comes to me later, well, I'm bored. Well, at the time, me and my niece Victory were learning a TikTok dance that we're going to be doing for me to post later. And so I was like, okay, you bored? Come on and learn this TikTok dance. So him and Kai come in, and Amar, and we're teaching them this dance. Well, the dance is a little too like provocative. So I like, one, uncomplicated, simplify it, and also take out all the like extremely like sexual looking moves, right? And they are taking this seriously, first of all. They like, Kai is like, I just got to get that peace sign. It was like kick, step, peace, and row, muscle arms, roll your body in, head, shoulders, knees, toes, right? We keep doing it. Kai's like, I just got to get that peace sign. If I could get that peace sign, he's like, I need to practice, right? When they heard the pace of the music, Sai was like, that's super fast, Mom. Like, they are so, like, into it. So finally, I was like, okay, it's time to record. Let's do it. It's not anything I'm going to post because the song has way too many inappropriate words in it. But when I tell you, Sai ate that dance up, that boy was so serious. I was like, 5, 6, yeah, he was, 7.
Before they started, you know, Sai's Mr. Smile. He always got this little right. smile on his face. But Angel cut the camera off, no smile, nowhere.
Oh, no. He was like, I'm about to be on tour with Missy Elliott. You know how Missy Elliott used to have the kids in her dance videos, like for like a little portion of it? Yeah, what, Missy Elliott?
You know, just the way you referring to it. You know how Missy Elliott used to have the kids.
Then she did. She did. Sai ate that up. He was like, kick, ball, peace. And he wrote it. I mean, he looks like my mother when he dances, but regardless, he ate that dance up. And I had to make sure I hid from Sai that he didn't. I mean, Kai, that he didn't. I was like, oh, Sai. And Kai, you did good.
Yeah, y'all didn't do a horrible job of hiding it.
Would you say?
Y'all did a horrible job of hiding it.
Well, because all of them had been terrible. So it was just when Sai hit everything with the, like, because it's a lot of syncopated beats. I was like, what? Boy, and he took it so seriously. But anyways, I know they're going to want to do stuff like that with me more and more. So I'm excited because they really did love it.
That's one thing they never come tell me is I'm bored because they know I'm going to have something for them to do. But I have noticed ever since we put those rules back into play, the house has gotten so much louder.
Uh-huh.
Because they but I don't mind it too much because like they're actually playing with their toys, they're playing with their little brother, playing with each other, running around, doing stuff. And I'm like, that's what it should be. Because otherwise, it was just like zombies just staring down at these tablets.
Yeah. That's all they did.
But even on the weekends, it's like this past, which was that weekend before last, they were sitting there, and I noticed everybody was sitting there staring at their tablets. And Amar, he was like, Daddy, outside? He pointed to one. I said, all y'all, go outside. Take Amar with you. Go. Now, go. I put him outside, lock the door. Because they will find any reason to come into the house for they will come into the house with nothing, for nothing, just to come back in the house. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I was coming to check. No, you wouldn't. Go back out
there. What's your Tanksley Pride story?
Did I already talk about how I don't like how Marcus is changing?
I mean, like you have, but you can do it again. Is there something specific that happened recently that made you think?
No, I don't like where his voice is going. No, I did talk about it.
What I brought this up on Here's the Thing, but you could bring it up here because I didn't go too far into it, was our our sex talk we just had.
Yeah, we had a sex. No, that didn't bother me too much. Because, you know.
The sex talk didn't bother you?
No, it's his voice, his face. It's changing. He's got dirt on his face.
Mm-hmm,
he's
know.
Got is doesn't look sound like for the longest, and still sometimes I still see Marcus as a little 5 year old,
mm-hmm.
like a little I don't know, just a little 5 year old. The way he was when he was five, like he stopped growing then, and that was changing. And I'm like, I don't like it.
Listen,
at all.
I sit there, I rub his face so much, and I know he's just like, I'm just gonna let her do this because I know. His cheeks are not about to be this soft here soon. And I mean, I'm constantly, because he usually sits in the front seat with me, I'm constantly rubbing his cheeks. And he just lets me, because I'm just like.
See, it ain't going to be acne he's getting, y'all see on him. It'll just be dirt just from Angel's dirty ass hands rubbing on his face.
Oh, well. Oh, well. He's actually getting close to my height finally.
Shut up.
He's really close. I noticed
close
that yesterday.
Close to her height. He's passing Angel swiftly. No. He's walking Angel down. You know, in track, you see somebody look like the other person ain't moving. That's what she ain't. That's what it looked like.
I am so, you know what I am scared of though?
What?
Is coming back from this pilot and him being taller than me. And I know it's not that long of a period of time, but I
no,
know that's how
come
gross.
Back from the show.
I already
from
know.
He's going to be taller than
I me. Know that when like the pilot gets, I mean, when the show gets picked up and I shoot, but I have a feeling. This young man is going to wait until I leave to go shoot and purposefully have a growth spurt.
It happens when it's warm. That's when it always happened for me. That's when my knees would start aching. That's my growth spurts would always happen when it warmed up.
Oh, it sucks. I don't want it.
Amar is talking. That's another Tanksley Pride story. How did we get on Tanksley Pride? We were doing In My Feelings.
Because we switched over. I said, and now to our other. You don't remember me introducing the segment?
Yeah, it's horrible. You shouldn't have done it.
It's Amar
has been talking like crazy.
He does say a lot of words.
It's not even like just gibberish and like things. He's like, here, daddy, this is yours. It's like, thank you.
He'd be like, good morning, Victory. Because he knows Victory's name.
Oh, yeah.
Stop, Lottie. He'd be yelling at the dog. He definitely, but he also whines a lot to the point that we can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off.
Oh, that pisses me off like no other. Because he can speak clearly. He can say what he wants clearly, but that whining? Can't do it.
And I'll be like, Sue, come on, move your lips. Move your tongue. I can't understand
Use
you.
Your words.
But what I do understand is our next two sponsors. So let's tell you more about Framebridge. I have to tell you about an amazing new service I found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to travel photos sitting on your phone. With Mother's Day around the corner, Framebridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact, select gift ships next day. I'm telling you, next day. Oh, that's amazing. So here's how it works. Just go to Framebridge and upload your photo, they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. So whether you have it digitally or if you have an actual physical piece, you can actually mail it to them. Preview your items online in dozen of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get a free recommendation from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom your frame. We'll custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of hundreds, you'll pay at a framing store. Their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code ARGUE. Order online at framebridge.com or stop at a Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you live in New York, D.C., Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. I'm going to tell you right now, I am one of those type of people that like to actually put literal pictures on a wall. Like, I don't like to just have them in digital form. And I had noticed a long time ago the difference between having quality frames that are actually thought about versus just picking up something that, you know, from the store that's cheap, that's going to fall apart. With FrameBridge, it made it so easy for me to be able to look at what type of mat I want versus the framing, whether it fit the color scheme of the room or if it fit the color scheme of the actual photo. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to really just making your art or your photos just pop and blend seamlessly into your room, FrameBridge is the way to go. Moms are always juggling work, homeschooling, etc. They deserve to be acknowledged for all their constant love and hard work. We love moms. And is there a mom in your life that you'd like to recognize and send a FrameBridge gift to? Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to FrameBridge.com and use promo code ARGUE to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com, promo code ARGUE. FrameBridge.com, promo code ARGUE. Now, you all know on this podcast, we take mental health very seriously, and that is why we are so happy that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize the physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, or even digestive issues that can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too late, sleeping too much, undereating, overeating. Y'all know for me, when I was dealing with a lot of stress, especially when it came down to us trying to move and me thinking my family's about to be homeless, I lost an astronomical amount of hair. My stress level actually ignited me into having alopecia to a very harsh level. It was very traumatic for me. And this was because I did not have a healthy outlet to be able to process my stress. I was just bottling it up and it came out physically. This is a reason that I always recommend seeing a therapist. Okay, because a lot of times, yeah, we might continue to function in life dealing with stress, but our body begins to react to it in ways that are unhealthy. And seeing a licensed professional therapist is a way that you'll be able to process those stress, because sometimes we can't remove stress out of our life right at that moment, right? But if we have that professional person that can help us process it, help us learn how to deal with it, we won't have to hopefully deal with all the symptoms that can happen physically when you're not actually dealing with the stress, you're ignoring it. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/argue. That's BetterHelp.com/argue. And we are back. So our topic for today is, if I could go back, I would. I know all of us have, well, some of us, most of the people who listen to us have had their like heydays, mm-hmm. where like they actually have enough of life that they can actually look back and remember good times. Like they're not like Little Marcus, even though I feel like Little Marcus probably even has memories where he's just like, I remember when I did this. But for us being in our 40s, mm-hmm. I can't believe you're in your 40s. I'm married to a 40-year-old man.
I'm not in my 40s.
Oh, no, you in here. You in here.
I'm just standing at the door. You in the middle of the room.
I surely am. Now, I'm greeting you, giving you a program.
Why are you shaking at me? Jesus, this fool.
I'm greeting you as you come in, giving you the program. Yeah, you of what's looking back, waving.
Hey, how you doing? I'm like, what's it like up in here? It look all right, right?
You're going to be like, I've been in this room already. I was like, yeah, when you turn 35, you get into this room.
The door was, if somebody was walking in, I was peeking in. Y'all, and I leave it open. I'll look in from here. now I'm in here. I'm like, I was warm. Y'all got drinks and stuff. This is nice.
You like, this is nice. So if I could, I would. We've been able to live enough life that we can kind of reminisce on the parts of life that we would love to go back to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love to go back to. What for you?
I was looking at it as a different.
Oh, tell me which. How were you looking at
it? I was looking at it. Maybe I read it wrong, but things you would go back and do different.
It says, if you could go back in time and relive a moment or experience that was special to you, when and where would you go back to?
It didn't say something about what would you do different?
Not at all.
What was I looking
at? I just reread the verbatim to
you. What was the rest of it? Go back and read the rest of
it. That was the verbatim up. I'm going to read it back to you one more time. This is just him stalling to come up
with
it.
It's not, I promise. Because I
said, if you could go back in time and relive a moment or experience that was special to you, when and where would you go back to?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
He's like, so if I could change my life, where does he say that ever in there?
If I could change it.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go first.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go ahead. You go first.
Of course, everybody wants to relive their 20s.
What about your what specific special moment
it was
in your
20s? The all the freedom and the lack of responsibility.
But is there like a specific moment instead of like era of time?
A specific moment. That's hard. That's a hard one for me.
Is it? I could tell you what I would relive.
Dating me. When we first met.
I'm gonna give you a specific moment.
I get that.
I would relive the moment that I saw you on campus. We were outside of it was one of the male dorms, and they were like having kind of like, I don't know if it was a barbecue, but it was a bunch of black folk outside.
Yeah, but yeah, because I was up there too.
I know you were up there. Yeah. I had just burnt my forehead earlier that day or the morning before because I had bangs at the time. And, you know, I feel like this is a rites of passage for every black girl. I was curling my bangs. The thing hit my forehead, sizzled my forehead. So I had to put on this big kind of like Mary J. Blige bucket hat to keep my bangs down so you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like a massive Van Helsing. The brim.
It wasn't big. It wasn't that big. It was a bucket hat. It wasn't like it wasn't a J-Lo sun hat.
You used to wear those.
Yeah.
After we got together. But yeah, no, it was okay.
It was a bucket hat. And so Marcus was there the entire time. And Marcus was there the entire time. And I hadn't said anything to him because the big thing was I didn't know if he had a girlfriend. And I didn't want for her to be like, you know, who's this talking to you? I didn't know Marcus's business like that. No. I had already moved. Had I already moved?
No one knew.
I can't remember if I had moved to California or not. I think me and my ex had already broken up. So I was really, really like a free agent. But I remember not being way too nervous to say anything to you during the actual event. So right before I left, well, me and my best friend, literally, the reason why I want to relive this is because it was so exciting and nerve-wracking, and there were so many feelings. So me and my best friend, Nina, we're sitting in my car, and I was like, okay, you saw him, right? That's Tank's brother, Marcus. Because his sister.
My sister's name Tank. My brother's name Tank. My daddy was Tank. We all Tank.
They all had the same nickname, but I knew him as Marcus. Yeah. I didn't know him as Tank.
We just different chapters of the Tank chapter, Tank sleeping.
Right. So I was like, I said, that's Tank's brother. She was like, girl, nigga's fine. I was like, I know, right? And I said, but I'm afraid to say something to him. She was like, girl, if you don't go say something. I said, what am I supposed to say? She said, go up to that man and say, so what's up between me and you? I said, I will vomit. I will vomit. I was like, I say that. And then his girlfriend is like, yeah, what's up between? And she was like, well, you don't know if he has a girlfriend. So that's not on you. So I did finally.
Go ahead.
I did finally go up to him and say, so you can't speak? That's the best thing I could come up to with.
And all I see is this chick talking to me, and this is all I see.
Yes.
So with her lips smiling. So you can't speak?
So
who are you?
He lift the brim, and thank God my bangs stayed down, because he would have been like, what's that leech on your forehead?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, you burned yourself? Like, I ain't seen that before. Like, I got you, didn't it?
I was so embarrassed, but he lifted the brim and he was like, ah, I didn't even know it was you. And then you gave me a big hug.
Yeah, gave a hug. She's all shy. Because even if you did come up and say that, what's up between them? I'd be like, man, take your wag ass on somewhere, because that was our relationship.
Right. Exactly. That's all we did.
What's up between me and you? A fight about to happen. You look at me too crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have probably took you up on it.
Yeah, I was about to say, you would have took me up on it. You'd be like, I don't know. You tell me. That's what you would have said. It would have been no fight.
That's what you would have said.
I mean, I would have been like, you tell me. Like, do you have that girlfriend here? But I would have been throwing up in my brain. I've been like, girl, but the whole, you are not this bold. Sit down.
We had crossed paths many times. The whole time, I thought Angel had a boyfriend. Like, that time. I saw her in the club. This was 4th of July weekend. I don't know if it was actually 4th of July.
Mm-hmm, it was.
We was in the club. We was dancing together. I had, you know, country boy, we in the club. I got my white towel. She was sweating all down the stomach and back. I wiped off, dabbed up. I didn't care if her boyfriend was around.
He wasn't, but I danced the I night away with that tall dude. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I had to leave early that day at night.
Yeah, he had way too many numbers, way too many people he was talking to.
Too many of them in one place at one time, which it wasn't no secrets, but I'm just like, eh, I ain't that open with my life.
Too many folk. Too many folk. I said,
hey, y'all ready yet? They was like, what you talking about? I need to go.
Whole mess. We hadn't exchanged numbers or anything like that. Nah. I was just like, oh, you want to dance? You going to get to dance.
I said, I'm going to have to knock this boy out because she been all over on me.
Yeah. I was throwing it back. Yeah. Not throwing it back as hard as you did in your imitation of me. For those of you all who saw this video, Marcus twerking, imitating me. Y'all saw that thing thinking. I ain't never seen.
First of all, it's the clothes.
Whatever.
Now I know these chicks' secret. Because all I was doing was jumping.
Whatever. No, I could see the back articulation from the butt cheeks. Your booty.
You know, my squat game used to be on point.
Well, listen, that butt was.
It's about to get back on point.
It's because it ain't on point no more. So that butt cheek meat was loose, honey. It was wow, wow, wow.
You got butt cheeks no more, y'all. I got to get my squat game back up.
That thing was packing.
That was Angel through and through.
I do love a good twerk now.
Yeah, we know.
It's very celebratory. It's like, it's better than clapping your hands. So, wop, 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 wop.
Look at you. Can't help it.
That's the sound you should have made.
Wop.
Yeah. Wop, 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 wop. But pack is way funnier. You should put a TM beside it. You trademark that. Pack. Okay, so a moment.
So a moment I would relive, I would have to say, I would say the weekend. That was a good one, though.
It is a moment that gives me.
Because for me, it was just like us crossing paths again. It was no different from any other moment. I just knew I'm going to hit that one of these days.
Oh, well, Jesus.
Oh, I definitely knew. I said, I'm going to get it one of these days. Single or not, she going to get it.
sir.
Hey, it's facts.
It's not.
So that was a good one though. The weekend where we officially exchanged numbers and went out.
Mm-hmm. Our first date?
Yeah, the first date and all of that. I'm trying to think what I would have done different.
Well, that's not a part of it.
I was not a part of just a moment you want to relive.
Relive, yeah.
Relive is our anniversary trip. Was it our first year or second year? The white dress, the shirt that you made into a dress.
It was a dress.
There wasn't no dress.
A dress.
It looked like somebody took.
And they've heard you talk about this dress before.
Hanes t-shirt and wrapped it once around her butt, once around her chest, once around her butt and coochie, and tied it out somehow. And that's all there was to that dress. We went out to eat and didn't make it out of the car.
Listen, it was
in the
so
parking
hot.
Lot, like, this got to go on again. Sorry.
I don't know why you love that dress so much.
Find it. I'm going to make another one. I'm going to go get some shirt. I'll tear this shirt up right now and make it. You're going to have different color ones. Talking about this dress. That was not a dress.
It was.
Where was the rest of it?
That was a dress.
Nah, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It's like making shoestrings into a bathing suit.
The dress is actually posted on my YouTube channel.
Where is that?
It's in the video that says Beyonce wears Spanx. I put on this dress to show people how to wear Spanx properly.
I guarantee you it ain't the same one.
It is. I know the dress. I packed it. Beyonce wore Spanx. Right. I packed that dress, and I don't know why you loved it so much, because my body was not right yet. You
what
did
are you
not,
talking about not right yet?
I had just had little Marcus.
You didn't just have little Marcus.
But he, it took
He was
me,
like two.
No, he wasn't two. He was crawling.
You were breastfeeding. Your body bounced back because you was burning calories.
Oh, no, I was a big girl still. Yeah, I think you just love me so much that you.
Go back and look at the picture. You're going to be like, oh, I was too cut you. Look how cut you that was. Look at them legs.
I can't stand you.
That's exactly what you say. Anyway, that anniversary, it was Palm Springs. That anniversary trip was exhausting.
It was a lot. That was
living that.
That I'm trying to think of a moment outside of you that I would like relive. That, you know, something for me that I will always be proud of, but I don't think I have it in me, and I don't even know where to get that part of me back, is training for the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I trained by myself. I found a program online, and I just used it to come up with when I was going to run, and I actually did it. I don't think I have, I don't think that woman exists in me anymore. Or maybe she does, and it's just been put into different areas, like with me doing Mama Likes, because again, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just like, I'm going to Google it. But there was something crazy about the feeling of actually starting that race and finishing that race. There were so many emotions. My body went through so much. I got a cramp at the third mile to the point that I thought that was the end of the race. Cause I was like, there's no way this is going to go away. Like, I'm going to have to stop. And eventually it did. It did go away. But like, when I got to the 13.1, the halfway through mark, I was just like, this is insane. Why the hell did I do this? But then the feeling of like running across that finish line and being like, I did one of the hardest physical activities for a human being to do other than maybe a decathlon or like football by myself, just out of sheer will.
Yeah.
And I've had kids, and you know, that's a whole like physical thing, but like that's one that once you get so far, it's hard to turn around with that marathon. I could have stopped at any time and been like, pick me up at this corner.
I was at multiple points. So yeah. Like,
you ready?
Right here.
You did a good job, babe. You did a good job. That tenacity. I mean, I only had one child at the time, so that definitely changes things. But before we get to a second moment with Marcus that he would like to relive, we're going to get a word from our fifth and final sponsor of today. One of my favorites, Ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we cannot ignore gaps in our diet. That's just not something that we can do. Over 97% of women ages 19 to 50 aren't getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% aren't getting their recommended daily intake of omega-3s. Ritual's Essentials for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill in nutritional gaps in diets of women 18 plus, and is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. And just so you know, they not only have it for women 18 plus, they also have it for teens as well as men. And let me tell you, when we talk about the vitamins for women 18 plus, they are essentials for women 18 plus. It has shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. This is just by taking this vitamin twice a day. First of all, Ritual is delivered right to your door, so you don't even have to go to the store to pick up your vitamins when you run out. You can start, stop, or snooze them whenever you need to. And I'm going to tell you right now, the fact that they make these such a clean vitamin stuff that's in there, your body can actually compute and understand how to use, is the best thing you could ever do for yourself. So This is what we want you to do so that you can get your ritual started today and you can feel amazing the way I do when I'm on Ritual. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/argue. And we are back. So, yeah, I think the marathon is definitely one of those things where I can't think of a moment that felt like the marathon. The marathon is very singular in what it felt like to experience it, what it felt like to complete it. And I can't think of anything else that felt like that at all. So if I could relive that, I don't want to run it again, but if I could get those feelings back again, I think that would be pretty dope. I do. What about you, babe?
Mine would be our parents, particularly my parents, seeing our second house for the first time. Because it was such an upgrade from our first house. Because like everybody was already, they were already proud of us. You know, oh, y'all moved to California, you bought this house. But we, our second house, we were looking for 2.0. And that, in comparison, ended up being like 2.56 from the old house, from the first house. So the second house was like walking in was like, oh, okay, y'all over here really doing something. So I remember I could feel them being proud of us, like just walking around, especially my daddy. I told Angel, there is nobody walking the face of this earth, past, present, or future, that would be more proud of us or more proud of me than my daddy of this house that we live in now.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh.
Losing his mind.
Oh my gosh. I think that him and my grandmother, first of all, would have just been proud that I married you. She just would have been like, baby, now I see what you done did. And I'm proud of this that you done did right here. That's quality. She would have all, but like the house.
Been flirting with that old lady like nobody's
business. You would have felt uncomfortable at how hard she would have flirted back.
I've heard.
Oh yeah, you would have met your match. You would have been like, Angel, your grandmother's really inappropriate. She's been rubbing on my chest. I'd be like, you opened up that can of worms. So you figure out how to close it. It's your fault. You saying that, a third moment for me would have been when we told all of our parents and Wendell, because he was there as well, about us being twins. Pregnant. Well, we didn't know twins.
Just being pregnant, yeah.
It was, I already knew how my mother would respond because I know my mother very well. I knew she was going to be, you know, teary-eyed, emotional, excited, because my mother loves the thought of her lineage being so big. But with Marcus's parents, especially his dad, was just so proud of us.
He said it multiple times too.
I'm just so proud of y'all. I was like, because we made another baby. But
no, it was like generally everything. Like,
yeah, they were so, the big old bright smiles on their face, and we won't be able to obviously get that back because we're not ever having any more children. And Marcus's father is now gone, but we are also very far removed from us ever becoming grandparents, but I already can feel like why they felt that way.
Yeah.
Like I can only imagine what my adult, prepared adult son, so I'm going to speak that in existence. Him and his significant other telling us that we have a grandbaby on the way and being just very overwhelmed at the fact that there's a new life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was because we weren't going to tell them because it was so early in my pregnancy.
It was early, yeah.
It was very early.
But they were out here visiting.
And I was like, if we don't do it now, we're not going to see.
You got to tell them on the phone.
Yeah. And I was like, I really want to
see. We was at the parking lot at Claim Jumpers.
Yep. Claim Jumpers. And we had just found out a couple of days before because it was our anniversary trip to San Diego. And we were like, we're going to try to get pregnant. And Marcus was like, you're going to get pregnant immediately.
Light
watch.
Work.
He was like, watch, you're going to get pregnant. Had my IUD taken out. And, I had thought we were laying in the bed and I felt myself cramping really bad. And I was like, well, I'm not pregnant. Because I was like, my period is coming. And then the next morning, used the restroom. I wiped myself, but there's no evidence of a period. And it makes me go, well, that's weird, because I know I felt cramps. That was like, it was like, mm-hmm, yeah. Cramps.
I'm here. I'm back.
Right. So we get back home, and I'm like, I'm going to take a pregnancy test. And I remember Marcus went somewhere with his dad. I wanted to choke the crap out of him. I was like, where did you go? He was like, I'm going to be right back. But I was waiting to go pee.
I went to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yes, of course. And so when you came back, I took that test. And in the bathroom, it was like, oh, my God, we are pregnant. And they were going to be leaving in 2 days. So we went ahead and
we told them, like, we were going to Claim Jumpers and then taking them to the airport.
Yeah.
And we told him as we were leaving Claim Jumpers in the parking lot.
I remember your mama getting teary eyed too. You barely see her eyes when she's smiling. So, but yeah, if I could relive that, that was a really like, it felt like the way you see these videos of white people telling their parents. That's what it was like. Yeah. It was one of those.
Where you like, let that boy knock you up again.
Right. It was definitely like the moment that I wish, you know what? I really do wish this for everybody. I know everybody doesn't get it because people become pregnant under different circumstances. So, and people don't always have the support of their unit around them, or they might not even be like, because for us, our first time being pregnant.
Yeah, our first time being pregnant, we were stupid because we were scared. We wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to do it. Angel was working full time. I was working full time, and we had a house.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, why don't y'all?
It was not what we had planned. And yeah. It was just like, I'm not ready.
We look
ready.
Back on it now and laugh. But then people were laughing at it. Like our parents was laughing at us.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how scared and how let we was and upset we was, they were laughing at us. Because I was like, y'all stupid.
Right. Because I was just like, I'm not. I mean, I was damn near 30. And I was like, it's the time to have a baby. Girl, your eggs is getting old. What are you talking about? So it was nice to have that experience of one, being excited about being pregnant, and two, getting to see other people's excitement with us in seeing it face to face. With us living so far off from the rest of our family, we always had to tell them over the phone.
Yeah.
So
we had to tell them about them being twins over the phone.
Yeah. They definitely lost it. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you should definitely go back and look at our pregnancy reaction videos. The one to the twins is pretty good. We don't have his parents and them recorded because they would have known something was up. So that was an intimate moment
we
had.
Set up a camera. They're like,
what y'all doing?
Pregnant?
Right, exactly. But like, you see our friends just acting a goddamn fool. So. Yeah. It was definitely a moment that I would like to go back to. Do you have
took over the one I was saying.
The house?
I was talking about the house. And you was like, yeah, and another one.
Well, no. So the house was number two. So you have a number three.
You do number three.
I just did a number three. Going back to telling them about the babies.
You did wrong. You just took over mine. Because you cut me off in the middle of me talking about them seeing the house.
Okay, babe. Do you have a third one, though? This is Marcus's stall techniques.
What would I like to relive?
One more time.
It's not a specific, but it's pretty much any Christmas where we went back and visited.
Really?
Like going back to Kentucky? Because that was like the thing to do. It was like, all right, getting back. Other than like the first couple times because I was going home, like, I was going back to Kentucky like every 2-3 months when I first moved out here. But then after we would go like spend like the whole year in California doing other stuff and then going back home to visit, that was always like a refresher, like, oh, I'm going back home, being around everybody, being around my family. And then it got to a point I'm like, all right, I need to start coming out here because it's more to do. Because ain't nobody back home doing nothing.
I would say the specific one, if you can't think of a specific one, would be the one where we did the picture of the first time we did the picture of all the grandkids when your father was still alive. Mm-hmm. And we gave him the big picture. I don't think, were the twins already around?
Nah.
It was Nate, Natia, Little Marcus, and Bria.
And Bria, yeah. Because Marcus, no. Natia was holding Bria.
Yeah, Natia was holding Bria. Tasha came over to your sister's, my Sarah.
Yeah.
Tasha came over.
That's my Sarah. She can take the picture. She my Sarah.
She came over to your sister's house. We took a picture in front of the tree. That was when I still was good with Adobe Photoshop. I photoshopped
eyes
out of everybody.
Blowing that time,
nah, nah. I photoshopped out my niece and nephew's acne. Got their face skin looking all smooth.
Yeah.
They looked so cute in their navy blue. And your dad was so touched.
Oh yeah, he loved that picture.
He's like,
look at that.
Yeah, this is all right.
Yeah, yes, that's the tip top compliment. This is all right. Remember that came out one time, and he wanted some fried chicken. Daddy did. I want fried. Daddy, you ain't about. We ain't about to fix no fried chicken. You need to eat a little better than that. I want fried. This is at the first house, so finally I started ignoring him. I was like, Mom, you give him a Snicker or something before we get into it. I'm gonna go out here and get on the grill. I'm gonna grill some chicken. So. I'm out there grilling. I just turned on the gas one side just so it would go quicker. So he's sitting out there in the chair with his fly swatter. You know what I'm saying? Talking and stuff. I'm just on the grill running back and forth doing stuff. So as soon as you hear the clicks of the burners turning on, it sounds like it's about time. It was like click, click, click. He got up, went in the kitchen, been into it. That's all right. That's how you knew.
Yeah.
I was your tip-top compliment
there. That's it. That means phenomenal. A++. Yeah. That's what you got with that. That's all right.
That's all right.
You won. So what's the moment that you would like to relive in life? Let us know in the comments of where you feel like, oh, if I could have this moment back, chef's kiss. I mean, obviously, we can't go back in time.
Yeah, the wedding day.
Are you adding a fourth?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was about to close.
Hey, I know. I just now thought of the wedding day. It was a good time.
I don't know if I would relive that one. I want to redo that one.
I take it back. The reception.
Reception was fun.
That's what I would relive.
The reception was
a fire-ass party.
It was a fun time. I had a really good time with my husband. Yeah, I did. I had a fun time with your family, my family, our friends.
Yeah. As exhausted
definitely.
As we were, it was a good time.
Yes.
Everybody had fun. People were talking about that years later. It was like, man, y'all need to have another reception.
Our 20th is going to be fire.
Yeah.
It's going to be fire. Well.
Close it out, girl. We got
that's
stuff
what
do.
I was doing.
Hurry up.
Again, if you want to relive a moment, share it with us. Obviously, we cannot relive moments. We can only create new moments, but I still would love to hear if there was a moment that God said, here, you can go back and feel that one more time. What would it be? Again, please make sure you check out our sponsors, Thrive Cosmetics, Helix, Framebridge, BetterHelp, and Ritual. Let them know that we sent you by using our promo codes and special links.
Absolutely.
I always usually leave them in the show notes. So if you're listening to this on any podcast platform, you can just go to the show notes and click or see the promo code and type it in. Also, you can join our Patreon and get the low of all the stuff that we're doing, mm-hmm. do activities with us. Like
all
our Patreon
stuff.
Knows what all my behind, show is, yeah. all of that. They know all the details.
All the behind the scenes. They have seen by now, they going to see me and Goosby's first podcast before everybody else.
They're going to see a cut, an actual edited and cut version of, Crafts and Cocktails. They got to see the whole thing raw
mm-hmm.
via stream, but they're going to see one of the first episodes completely edited together and see what the final product is going to look like months before anybody else.
Absolutely.
So you can get all that for the low of $5. You can follow me on all social media platforms at That Chick Angel, except for Twitter. I am Angel the Actress still. And you can subscribe to That Chick Angel TV on YouTube and Tanksley TV on YouTube, yeah. which is where Marcus's podcast with Goose will be uploaded. I know. I'm about to hand it over to you. And Marcus, tell them where they can follow you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus on the Book. You can see me and Goosey's podcast, Let Us Tell It, like she said, on Tanksley TV. Make sure you go over there and view it. Like, subscribe, share. Especially like and subscribe, because that will help that podcast grow and that channel grow, and y'all can see a whole lot more. That's where all our sketches, me and Angel sketches are going to be, my car reviews. that podcast and more stuff to come. So make sure you go check that out. Make sure you check out Man Shit. That's my 100% all natural beard and body butter. You can go to Manshit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.com, and check that out.
Again, thank y'all so much for watching. And until next week, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.